Hey there, and welcome to Desk Diaries, the podcast for anyone who's rocking the executive assistant life or is just curious about how the magic happens behind the scenes. I am your host, Kelly Han, and I am so glad you're here. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out in the EA world, this is your space to unwind, get inspired, or maybe even pick up a tip or two. Today we're tackling a big question. What is an executive assistant? What people think we do versus reality. First, let's address the elephant in the room, or should I say the paperweight on the desk. When people hear executive assistant, they often picture someone fetching coffee, handling minor administrative tasks, or furiously typing over in the corner in meetings. But here's the reality. Being an executive assistant, it's not just a job. It's a high-stakes balancing act. It's about keeping your executive's life running smoothly while navigating constant change, high-pressure situations, and the occasional impossible requests like, can we reschedule an entire leadership meeting for tomorrow? And oh yes, let's not forget to do it with a smile. What I want you to do is imagine an office as a bustling city. The executive assistant is like a city planner, ensuring every road, building, and park is perfectly connected so that its city runs smoothly. Without this planning, even the best leaders can feel overwhelmed by the chaos of daily operations. So what does an executive assistant really do? I have broken this down into four categories. The first one, and the biggest, is mastering the calendar. This is such a big one that I will be having another episode on this, just on this one alone. Scheduling meetings isn't just about filling the slots in a calendar. It's an intricate puzzle. You're aligning busy schedules, accommodating priorities, and occasionally working miracles to make all of it fit. Honestly, it feels like being a time wizard. Calendar management isn't just about booking meetings. It is about designing a workflow that empowers your executive to perform at their best with work systems and smart tools and clear communications. You become the ultimate architect of their time. So the second one is gatekeeping like a pro. Every EA knows this dance. Your executive's time is precious, and you're the one who decides who gets through and who stays outside those gates. To gatekeep effectively, you need to be crystal clear on what matters most to your executive. Is that week about prepping for a big presentation? Are they even in town? Are they at a conference that week? Is this client engagement taking priority? Once you know the mission, you can assess every engagement, and you do this request with one thought. Does this align with their goals right now? If this request is low priority or relevant, redirect it politely. For example, that sounds like a valuable discussion, but my executive is traveling and the schedule is packed for the next few weeks. Let's connect after and then give some dates, and that will work for you and the executive. So our third one is crisis manager. When plans derail, because they always do, you're the one who swoops in to save the day. Whether it's fixing a last-minute travel mix-up or soothing tensions between the teams, you're the calm in the storm. Even if your heart is racing, when that crisis hits, whether it's a last-minute event cancellation, a missed deadline, or a tech meltdown, the first rule is simple. Stay calm. Your executive and the teams are likely stressed, so your composure sets the tone. So take a big deep breath and gather all the facts before acting. Ask yourself, what's the nature of the crisis? Who's involved? What's the timeline for the resolution? Once you have all your facts, start acting and start helping. The fourth and last one is trusted advisor. EAs have a unique perspective. You see how everything connects and your insights can shape decisions. Some people might think your job is just about logistics, but honestly, you're often a critical player in strategy. As a trusted advisor, you don't just focus on day-to-day logistics. You look beyond them. You understand your executive long-term goals, organizational priorities, and even their personal values. This enables you to align your advice and action when it truly matters. For example, if your executive is preparing for a leadership meeting, you don't just ensure the agenda is set. You might highlight key areas where the team's presentation supports strategic goals or suggests adjustments that resonates with the team. So let's discuss a little bit about the evolution of the role. It wasn't that long ago when an executive assistant was seen solely as an administrative function. Over time, the position has evolved dramatically. Today's EAs are strategic partners who contribute to business and growth and innovation. They're not just taking notes. They're shaping agendas, streamlining operations, and sometimes even influencing decisions from behind the scenes. Consider this. Many successful leaders will tell you that the right assistant can be a game changer. They value insights from someone who's privy to so many facets of the business. That means an executive assistant's role is as much about emotional intelligence and communication as it is about organization and efficiency. So let's talk a little bit about the day in the life. So your day starts early because, of course, you're already planning for someone else's. You open your laptop to check emails and your inbox looks, well, chaotic, naturally. There's an urgent, can we move the meeting from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. request? And the, oh, I forgot to send you the attachment last night. Can you print it ASAP panic email? And the random, do we have any umbrellas in the office inquiry? Why? Because the executive assistants somehow know everything, even the weather forecast. By 8:30 a.m., you've already rescheduled two meetings, prepped the morning agenda, and reminded your executive about their 10 a.m. call because you know they've already forgotten. It's 10 a.m. The executive's first meeting is happening, and while they're busy, you're behind the scenes juggling approximately 12 tasks at once. A vendor calls saying they've accidentally shipped everything to the wrong address. Classic. The printer jams right as someone is trying to print 20 copies of the quarterly report. And oh, your executive texts the mid-meeting during mid-meeting to ask, do we have a birthday card for a VP? So you breathe deeply, you fix the printer with skills that deserve a medal, and find a birthday card in record time, all while making sure someone picks up the misdelivered shipment. At this point, you're basically running on adrenaline and caffeine. It's noon and technically it's lunchtime, but let's be honest, lunch for you is not sitting down for a quiet meal. It's answering emails while sneaking bites of granola bar. You get called to triage for yet another scheduling conflict because somehow three different people tried to book the same meeting room for the same time. By the time you've resolved this issue, your granola bar is gone and you have zero memory of eating it. Was it real? Who even knows anymore? The afternoon arrives, bringing a whole new wave of challenges. Your executive needs a last-minute briefing document for their 3 p.m. call, and of course, that original file they swore they had is missing. You work your magic, pulling together a flawless document in 15 minutes. At 2:45, you check to make sure your executive actually has the calling for the meeting, but spoiler alert, they don't. You email it to them again. Meanwhile, the coffee machine breaks, and you somehow have been tasked with fixing that situation. You don't know how to fix coffee machines, but you do know how to call facilities to get them to fix it. So, crisis averted. It's 5 p.m., and theoretically, the day is winding down, except for that one final email with the dreaded subject line. Quick thing before you head out. Another spoiler alert. It's never quick. You spend the next 30 minutes updating tomorrow's schedule because your executive forgot to mention they're flying out to another city in the morning. By the time you finally close your laptop, you're exhausted, but somehow you're also proud because even though the day was chaotic, you made it happen. Meetings didn't collapse, crises were resolved, chaos was tamed, at least until tomorrow, where it will all happen again. So, what makes being an executive assistant so vital? It's the impact, quiet yet profound. EAs enable leaders to operate at their highest level. Without that seamless support, strategic initiatives could falter, teams might miss deadlines, and projects might stall. Think of the workplace as a well-oiled machine. Now imagine the executive assistant as the gear that connects all those moving parts. Without them, things grind to a halt. Whether it's managing schedules, coordinating communication, or putting out fires before anyone even smells the smoke. The EA is the reason the chaos stays organized. To sum it all up, EAs are part-time keepers, part multitasking wizards, and full-time lifesavers. They're the glue that holds the workplace together and the reason your boss doesn't miss that meeting or accidentally double book coffee with two CEOs, because that would be awkward. From bending time to making impossible schedules work to handling crisis with the composure of a bomb squad, EAs aren't just assistants, they're miracle workers. Think Alfred to Batman, but with fewer capes and more calendars. If you're an EA, take a moment to appreciate the magnitude of what you accomplish daily. And if you're considering this career, know that it's a challenging yet incredibly rewarding field where your contributions make a real difference. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What's your favorite or most challenging part of being an executive assistant? Connect with me on social media or drop a comment on my website. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please do subscribe or share it with someone who might appreciate the behind-the-scenes magic of an executive assistant.